Call to order, please. Governor Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bang.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Dobson. Director Gonzalez. Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Wisner.
Here.
Chair, we have a forum.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'd like to begin, please, with approval of the, public comment. I did not receive any invitation if there was anyone who wanted to make public comment. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hoarse still. I had the upper respiratory something, but I'm on the wing. Good. I'd like to start with the approval of the minutes for the regular board meeting and executive session held on April 24th, and also the minutes of the executive session on the 27th.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. I also failed to call for the vote on the at the April board meeting of the executive session minutes of the March 27th regular board meeting. Everybody has seen those. It's just been a while ago, so you may not remember. But if you need for any reason to revisit those, you can hold them. But if not, I'd entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Let's turn it over to the committee chair so you have the committee reports from this month.
Okay, I'll try to give you 5 minutes of a 3-hour meeting.
Okay, you're always good at that.
The Finance Committee met on May 14th. Finance presented one item to the committee for approval for today. The item recommended edits to the tollways investment policy. The policy changes included clarifications that reflected current practices and documented conformance with the Illinois Public Funds Investment Act. The committee discussed seeking a legislative change to enable the tollway to invest in municipal bonds, but determined the benefits may not justify the legislative effort at this time. Finance also presented the quarterly financial review for the first quarter of 2014. Results of the quarter were impacted by weather, with revenues down about $4.8 million, operating expenses over budget about $827,000, and capital spending down about $36 million from the first quarter projections. Mike Kelch will present some additional information today and review and answer any questions regarding that quarterly report. Finance also presented updated debt management guidelines that incorporate new procedures arising out of the Dodd-Frank legislation, involving requirements for municipal advisors to register with the SEC and swap counterparties to assure that municipal insurers have independent advisors. There was a lengthy discussion regarding the use of variable rate bonds and diversity of liquidity agreements. Procurement presented 5 items that were approved and at the committee that you'll have on your agenda today. One of the contracts was for the Enterprise Resource Planning Independent Verification and Validation Services, and that's a mouthful, as John and I were talking about. The contract provides a source of independent verification and validation services that will support the implementation of a Tier 1 enterprise resource planning solutions. Grant Thornton is the vendor, and one of the things that stood out, there's a 20% BEP goal that they're committed to, and also it's the first time procurement with a veterans goal since CMS changed the law to enable us to bring on the veterans and get their participation. I think it's the first time we've had a contract.
It is.
3%. Engineering presented the following items that were reviewed and placed in today's consent agenda. There are 3 construction contracts. One to install a dynamic message sign at I-39 approaching the Cherry Valley Interchange at I-90. One for replacing the Terrell Road Bridge over I-90. One for replacing the Church Road Bridge over I-88 and other various structural repairs. There are 2 consulting contracts, one for additional design of the Elgin O'Hare Corridor contract that needs to be repackaged for rebidding in 2015, and then one for extended construction audit services. A workforce hiring initiative was also proposed. The program is consistent with IDOT's and will be developed for implementation on tollway construction contracts to increase access to employment opportunities. Chief of Diversity and Chief Engineer will work together to implement this and can answer any questions when we get to that on the agenda today. There are also 4 extra work orders, 2 related to work on I-90, the Illinois 47 interchange, which is being closed out, 2 related to work on the west corridor of I-90. These extra work orders are allowing the work to get back on track after the long winter delays. The corridor remains within budget. There are also three final releases of retained and completed contracts. In addition, engineering will be presenting, I think, 2 construction contracts today that weren't ready for the committee last week, and also 2 land act.
It'll be one.
It was just one.
Okay. One construction contract that we open bids on the day of that.
Okay. And then 2 land act items will be held in executive session today. Legal presented three Illinois governmental agreements, one with the Cook County Department of Transportation, under which the county will receive 640 obsolete concrete barrier walls, which the tollway would otherwise need to discard to obsolescence under current highway standards. Second, IGA with IDOT for the tollway to receive necessary permission, access through rights to install a dynamic messaging sign and traffic camera near the I-90-I-39 intersection. In this arrangement, the tollway will also be accessing IDOT fiber optics to install cable that will enable communication with the sign and camera. The third IGA is with the Cook County Department of Transportation related to the tollway's reconstruction of the Bartlett Road Bridge over I-90. Cook County has requested installation of a multi-use path as part of the project at the county's cost, which is estimated at $372,000. That's the report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a good meeting. A nice summary. Thank you. We now, as you remember, have combined the Customer Service Committee and the Strategic Planning Committee, so our co-chairs will report separately on the first joint meeting. We start with Director Peterson's new clone.
Very good. Yes, we were fortunate to have with us yesterday at our meeting the co-chairs of the Illinois 53-120 Finance Committee, Doug Whitley and Chris Meister, who gave us a report on their progress to date. They've had a series of meetings, about three, four, five meetings perhaps. Obviously, they're aware that they have several more meetings to go, but they wanted to check in with us and give us a progress report. And I think their main objective in some ways was to get some feedback from us relative particularly to the local contribution idea. And they were wondering, you know, what constitutes a local contribution, what would be an appropriate level for a local contribution, and whether there are any opportunities to use this project as a catalyst or a pilot project, and perhaps in some ways fold in the cost of that. So that perhaps it wouldn't fall on necessarily in the column of local contribution, et cetera. And it just, as we all know, the 53-120 project is unique in several instances in that the whole plan was more or less negotiated with a lot of different interests involved. And there's features that deal with, the environment, with speed limit, major difference from the typical project that we would have, et cetera. And so these different desires in many ways add up to additional costs that might not be in the typical project that we would deal with. And they were looking for feedback, again, as I say, on local contribution. And that I think the feedback was fairly clear in that we do believe that the Lake County folks should find a way to make a local contribution to the project that's in line with what we've expected from other entities or areas on other projects, such as the Elgin O'Hare West Access Project. And I think our board articulated that in many ways we see it as an issue of fairness, that we think it's appropriate to expect from one the level of contribution that we would expect from anyone else. And if there are what might be called bells or whistles, or just different elements in this particular project that if that's the decision, then they also have to consider whatever extra cost may come with those as well. But I don't think we close the door on anything. I think it's up to them to get back, I think, and knuckle down. I think the gap, the funding gap that we have, I think was $250 million started at $250 million.
Range. Yeah, 2.5, somewhere in that neighborhood.
So while there is a fair amount of coverage that has been accomplished theoretically at this point, there's still a significant gap. And I think it's our expectation that they start knuckling down a little bit, taking a closer look at not only what they're willing to pay for, but I think they, again, I compared it a little bit to going in and looking at a new car and deciding that, along with the base model, you wanted the sunroof, you wanted some nice wheel covers, and you wanted the high-priced, the fancy audio system. If those things are important, then clearly there has to be a way for the Finance Committee to, and when I refer to Finance Committee, I mean 53-120 Finance Committee, they need to begin looking at how they're going to deal with that. And the other obvious issue there is the flip side of that is value engineering. What are critical needs? How can they pare down the costs that are confronting them and still accomplish most of what they want to accomplish. So it's a difficult period, I think, for them, but it's what everyone or anyone faces as they move further and deeper into a project. So we have all the confidence in the world that they'll derive a game plan and that we'll be able to work with them to make them to help them accomplish their goals. It's a neat project. I think there's a level of innovation there, but there's also some elements of cost that are not typical. And so we're hoping that their future meetings will be successful, and we're more than happy to work with them. I think there weren't any specifics that came out relative to potential pilot projects that should be considered, and I think really in the absence of those specific ideas, that I think that the Finance Committee should use its own resources to develop proposals for programs for us to consider. Alternatively, we could direct the Foley planning staff to research potential programs and present that research to both our board or committees as well as the 53-120 committee. So I think that it was a meeting that was useful. I think it came as no surprise that they're at a juncture now where things get a little harder, decisions get a little tougher, but we have confidence that they're up to that challenge, and we'll hopefully hear back from them before the end of the year. That's all I have. Any other committee members wanted to amplify anything?
I thought that was a great summary. I think that's a perfect summation of the discussion. Thank you. Director Reddick, Chair Reddick. So this was the first meeting of the combined committee, so kind of like when the Brady Bunch came together, we had to kind of bring everybody up to speed, so we had a little bit of a background. Oh, they're still reruns. So we talked a little bit of background about kind of where we've been as far as fleet management and some of the things that have been customer service initiatives and the implementation of those, and talked about the new back office system and where we are in that process. And then turned our attention to the Trump contract. It's on our agenda today, 6.3, item 1. And talked about the background for that and how we're continuing. This is the fifth of five renewals that allows us to maintain that system while we're moving forward with our current back office system changeover. And talked about going forward how we're going to probably have one more of those to make sure that we've got both systems piggybacked and working together in order to maintain the highest level of customer service and kind of a seamless transition in this process. That being said, the item that will that's coming before the board that passed out of committee is a $11.9 million renewal, which is down from $19 million on last year. After discussion, it was passed out of committee unanimously.
Thank you. I just have two additional comments I wanted to draw attention to and compliment the staff on the bond sales that we had. It went extremely well, and thank you so much for doing that. Was very productive and thinking a little bit about going forward. And then the other thing that struck me yesterday at this meeting was just how many people volunteer their time and are working on our projects. When you look at the co-chairs, Doug Whitley and Chris Meister of this Finance Committee, the original Blue Ribbon Committee that worked on 53-120, the fact that we had these groups working out at the Elgin O'Hare, we just got a lot of people who are volunteering their time to help make the work of the tollway better. And I congratulate Christy and her staff and Rocco and the people who are working out in the field with those people for keeping them engaged with good staff work and being able to connect them back to the work that we're doing here, because it really does help us get the connections where we need to have the connections. So thank you. That's all for me today. We'll move on to the executive director report.
Thank you. I echo that. We have a tremendous group of people volunteering, but we also, our staff provides the support that allows them to do their good work. And, you know, Rocco and his team, Amy Lee in particular, has been really taking the point on the 53-120 project and doing a great job on part of the tollway. So before we get into, I think the only presentation we have today is just a quick review of the Port of Loup financials, which we did at the Finance Committee. But before that, I'd like to recognize a couple of visitors we have here, just so they can get on their way before anybody, you know, wakes up and starts wanting a little more attention than she's maybe getting right now. But on April 29th, Liz Shishkoff, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Shishkoff.
Shishkoff, okay. Thank you. Of Glen Ellen gave birth to a healthy baby girl who weighed 7 pounds and was 20 inches long. And while this is a wonderful event, we wouldn't necessarily be bringing it up at our tollway board meeting if it hadn't happened along I-88 near Route 83. So their first child, they were on their way to LaGrange Hospital, I think, when Liz had to tell her husband Randy to please pull over, and she gave birth to their daughter right there on the side of I-88 before the troopers or any of our folks could be there to assist. So having had a baby last year, I commend you for doing that on your own that way. I would not I don't know that I would have fared as well, but we do have a sign that we've created that I'm sure you'll be hanging in your nursery. It must go with your decor. But please come on up. We'd just like to recognize you. We've all seen stories about this in the past, but I'm sure none of us ever believed that it would happen to us. But congratulations. So now I'd like to introduce Mike Kelch and his team. I believe Kathy Williams is going to, no, just Mike, okay. He's going to do the overview, a quick overview of the quarterly financials. So as you know, every quarter after the conclusion of the quarter, we do a quick update to see kind of where we stand in terms of both our revenue and our budget projections. So, Mike.
Thank you, Christy. Director Peterson provided kind of an overview really quickly in his comments this morning. The main message really of the first quarter results are that the tollway was impacted by severe weather conditions, extreme weather conditions during the first quarter, but that overall that we believe that this is manageable throughout the course of the year. During the first quarter, revenue was down about $4.8 million. That really is a result of January and February impact on passenger and commercial vehicle traffic, particularly passenger vehicle traffic, and most significantly in January. As you can see, passenger car transactions were 3.4% lower than projection. Commercial vehicle transactions only about 0.4%. Less than projected, and in fact, in April, late March, and April, we've seen a trend that's very positive out in the system with respect to both commercial vehicles and passenger vehicles. Maintenance and operations spending, $827,000 more than budget. Actually, the roadway expenses, as you might expect, exceeded budget by more than that amount, but there were savings in other areas of the budget. And finally, the capital program, which was projected to have about $180 million in spending, was about $35 million below projection, most of that being just a slightly later start to the construction season on some of the projects than we had hoped for when the projections were put together. 2014 revenues and allocations, $1.015 billion is what we expect revenue to be in 2014. That's allocated about $295 million for operations, $334 million for debt service, and then $386 million is available to spend on our capital program. As I mentioned on the first slide, you can see toll revenue, evasion recovery, down about $5.7 million, but that was partially offset by a overperformance in miscellaneous. This is a one-time fiber optics contract payment of about $1.2 million that we received in the first quarter that wasn't budgeted. With respect to the operating expenses, again, payroll and related costs, you can see the roadway maintenance overtime costs are reflected in that top line. Actually, overtime for roadway was over about $2 million, so you can see there were some savings in other areas of the tollways payroll budget. Group insurance was actually down from projection about $527,000. The state of Illinois has made some changes to the retiree health insurance program. Our retirees participate in that program, so we were a beneficiary of some of those changes that helped reduce the cost of the retiree health program. Contractual services, some of this is credit card fees. Lower revenue means lower credit card fees, so there were some savings there, as well as some customer service costs. The customer service contract costs were less than projected during the first quarter. And then finally, another area, of course, of the budget that would be impacted significantly by the weather was parts and fuel. With all the snow removal, there was parts associated with maintenance of the trucks and additional diesel fuel costs that we had not planned for. With respect to the capital program, again, most of this we believe is kind of timing issues related to startup of the construction season. You can see the detail there, but $180 million projected, $146 million expended in the first quarter. So in summary, I think we've covered all of these items. Going forward, we do see in late March, April, early May, some positive trends in traffic. CDM Smith has actually reviewed the traffic projections before the bond sale issue and has decided not to adjust the annual number despite the difficult conditions in January and February. And then another area that we will be continuing to monitor is some of the materials costs. We know that that our facilities, salt domes and so forth, are really depleted of inventory, and we know that the costs may actually be increasing this year per ton, so there may be some additional materials costs with respect to winter materials to start next year that might create some budgetary pressure. But all of this we believe can be managed within the current budget allocations.
Thank you. Are there questions from trustees? That was nice to see the first quarter looks as if we're starting off the year in a good controlled situation. Thank you.
Good. The last thing I'd just like to mention and make sure all the board members are aware of is the Illinois Tollway was honored along with a couple of other state agencies by, I believe, the Department of Human Rights, right, and DHS, and there's a committee called the Illinois
Interagency Committee on Employees with Disabilities.
So we received an award honoring us for our work to help employees with disabilities and people with disabilities that Lisa's holding up, actually, which is clear, so it's difficult to see it, but it's in her hand right now. So thanks to the hard work of a lot of people here, including Lisa Williams and others, and of course our work with Chicago Lighthouse was highlighted as well. So I wanted to mention that a lot of people work very hard and are very committed to those efforts. So thank you. That's everything that I have.
Congratulations. That's great. Okay, unless there's anything else, we'll turn to the consent agenda. As I always today for our viewers at home, as you heard the committees have been through these items in detail. First, obviously, through the Senate and through the committees, so that it feels as if we're rushing through them, but we actually have looked at them and have asked questions. So we can start with the finance. We have one item, which is the improvement of the investment policy. May I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Recusals? Okay. Procurement. I believe we can take all five of those together. Yeah. Okay.
Move for approval.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any oppositions? Any recusals or abstentions? No. Okay. Thank you. Business systems. We have the one that Director Reddick spoke about. Any questions on that? Okay. May I hear a motion?
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Recusals or abstentions? Okay. Engineering, I think it's the first one.
Thank you, Chair. As I mentioned, this was a contract that we opened bids on the day of the FAO committee. We've now concluded our bid review. This is an awardable contract, and we're recommending an award today. This contract is going to provide automatic transfer switches at 10 tollway plazas. We have 110 of these automatic transfer switches. They last about 10 to 15 years, so this is part of a normal upgrade and replacement plan. They provide power to chillers, boilers, and pumps. We got four bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Electriccom, who is a little bidder at $399,283.54. So this is one of those contracts which, we work with Diversity to develop this small business set-aside program. So these contracts do not have FEB goals specified on them because they're targeted specifically towards small businesses. This is going to be the first time that this firm has served on a tollway contract, accomplishing another one of our goals to get new people involved in our work. And they also are going to use a subcontractor, Excel Electric, who is also new to the tollway.
And we just recently found out that not that it's a requirement, but the firm happens to be, Electriccom happens to be also a certified disabled veteran firm. So we felt that was worthwhile mentioning here.
So we're recommending.
Good. Sounds like a home run.
It's sure.
Low bidder.
Look
and
like
all
it.
The other things. The
four bidders, they all came in pretty good. And
can I just ask, what's the significance of that designation? Does that apply to other awards?
No, they just happens to, the firm coincidentally happens to be certified.
But
it would apply if we have got a goal.
But because I think we briefed the finance committee, but we didn't talk generally, so can we give a couple sentences also on the veterans goal, which we see on some of these contracts? Can we talk a little bit about that as a new initiative?
Sure, and I'll probably rely a little bit on John's knowledge of the program, but Orinor Quinn signed into law 2 years ago a requirement that on state statewide, that on state contracts, state agencies aim for overall a 3% goal on state expenditures to be used for with these kinds of firms, certified veteran firms. And so the state has been working, CMS has been working since then on JCOG rules. They were released, the JCOG rules were released in December of this year, and it basically is up to each individual agency now to implement a program that would encourage the participation on state contracts of these kinds of firms, the veteran-owned firms. So the overall goal is 3%, and we're working on trying to come up with a program that makes sense for the tollway.
Very good.
Yeah, so CMS did promulgate the rules, like Gustavo stated, and they delegated it to the state agencies to be responsible for setting goals and contracts, and then also managing the utilization plans and making a determination if a vendor cannot commit to the goal if they demonstrated good faith effort to meet the goal. So all spend with veteran firms, whether they're prime or subs, counts to the 3% goal. So, again, this program is in its infancy, and, with the state, the challenge right now is
making sure that we get veteran-owned firms to get registered and certified by the state. So that's a challenge. We need to fill up our database with veteran firms, so please encourage everybody to register, because without that database, it's hard to place goals, because there's not a big market of veteran-owned firms that are certified with the state currently. Mm-hmm.
So is that a statewide marketing effort? Is there something that, Christy, that you intend to do in terms of outreach to get people certified? Or?
I mean, we'll certainly be mentioning it at all of our, you know, existing outreach events.
Yes.
And working with CMS on anything that they plan to do. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that I don't think we're planning on doing individual outreach events just for this purpose, mm-hmm. but I think through partnership is probably the best way to do it.
Right.
And I know the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs is also focused on it.
So correct.
Anything else, John, that I'm missing that you think we should?
No, we've been asked a couple of times, three, four, five times uh-huh. over the last year to make presentations before veterans groups, and we obviously have responded by going and making a presentation about Move Illinois and all of the business opportunities that these kind of companies can pursue. So we are actively engaged to the extent that it pertains to the tollway, but obviously this is a statewide program, and CMS needs to take the lead on it. Okay.
They take the lead on it, but we definitely participate.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Okay, any other questions on either the veterans certification or this particular item under engineering? I think we can take 1 through 12. I believe that Director Garcia is recusing on 15. So let's take 1 through 12, please. May I hear a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Recusals or abstentions? Okay. Number 12, may I hear a motion? I'm sorry, 13. Hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions, Director Garcia, and recusals? I'm sorry, you're recusing, not an abstention. Okay, I think we can take 14, and then I believe 15 and 16 will be taken up in the second session. So, any other motion on 14, please?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? Okay. We'll take up 15 and 16 in the second session. Anything you want to comment on? We have 1 through 3, I believe number 4 will pick up in executive session, and then 5.
1, 2, and 3 are on the consent agenda.
Okay.
Right. 5 will just be introduced for the first time this morning.
Okay, good. So may I hear a motion? Are there any questions on 1, 2, 3? May I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions or recusals? Okay. We'll take 4 up in executive session. Discuss number 5 here.
Number 5, I think, is apropos of the NBA playoffs, which are going on. This is the tollways version of a triple-double. we are making a few very administrative changes, but very pro-patron to existing tollway JCAR. In 3 scenarios, we are moving time periods from a lesser period of time to a full month, 30 days. And the 3 time periods are, number 1, after a final order of liability for a violation, giving the patron a chance to appeal before a $50 fine, an additional fine, is imposed. So this has historically been tacked on after just 14 days, and we think this will help our driving public to add an extra couple weeks. Number 2 and 3 changes are also moving to 30 days, previously being 21 days, when there is going to be a suspension of a driver's license or registration that the tollway may send to the Secretary of State, we are obligated to give notice to the driver prior to that. These are requirements of the tollway after 5 violations have been incurred by a single driver. So before the tollway would take that step, we will be giving a chance for challenge to the driver, again, for a full month to contact the tollway and tell us where we may have some of that information wrong or a defense. And then the last one is similar. If the tollway would move to a position where we begin the mobilization or towing of the vehicle, which the tollway does have the right to do, not to say it is in any ways done, that's on a case-by-case, there also the driver, after that act would occur, would have a full month to contact the tollway and try to clear up the situation.
So these substantive changes have been discussed in committee, correct? this is a cleanup. I thought that we had discussed the 30-day extension.
The 30-day extensions indeed were a committee effort for customer service because it is, as was just stated, a pro-patron activity. Everybody will have 30 days to do things. This is a cleanup to make sure that everything's set at 30 days, every last thing, all those challenges, all that challenge language, all of that stuff.
Then the other items we see as cleanup, but if the board sees them as more than that, we certainly can, you know, take them to a committee and discuss more fully. But I think we saw this as an opportunity as we were making these revisions on the 30-day just to clean up the rest of the language to make sure things, each section matches and, you know, everything is consistent.
No, I agree that I think when we go in, have to go through this process, that's the opportunity to do that. And these were issues that after reviewing them, staff thought perhaps, you know, what was in there didn't necessarily jive. So I welcome the opportunity to move forward with this.
And David, could you just explain quickly, if you don't know the days, it's okay, but just the JCAR process so that the members have a sense of we're putting it in, but how long
the JCAR process, sure. So what we do is get on any change to the tollways administrative rules, we get the blessing first by a tollway board resolution, and that authorizes management to then begin the process with JCAR, which of course is an adjunct body to the legislature. So we will start that process right after the resolution. We go back and forth. There's no firm time about when these get cleared, although we've already cleared the way behind the scenes and expect that they'll be approved fully within the next, call it 30 days, give or take. We can certainly brief the board after we have full approval and let you know when they're formally in place.
They get posted. There's a public comment period. People can make comments on them, and then there are any concerns, we'll hear back about them. And
that's correct.
Be able, if at your recommendation, if you think we would want to modify them, you could do that. Okay. If they do go public, yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Any questions on this? May I hear a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposition? Recusals or abstentions? Okay, good. I think then we need a motion to go into executive session. This is extremely expeditious.
Motion.
Second.
Oh, wait. Well, you need to make a motion.
Okay. We
would like that motion to be pursuant to exceptions in the Illinois Open Meetings Act, Section 2C11, excuse me, Section 2C1 to discuss personnel matters, 2C5 to discuss acquisition of real property, and 2C11 to discuss an open litigation matter with the board.
Okay. Can I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you everybody for coming. Enjoy spring Memorial Day. Okay, we're on the air. So I'd like a motion, please, to move items 15 and 16 under engineering, the acquisition of property.
Motion approved.
Second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any recusals? Any abstentions? And then I'd like a motion, please, on number 4 under legal, the workers' comp settlement.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals or abstentions? Okay, then we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Congratulations. 10:30, is this a world record?
This is great.
Could be. Okay. Thank you very much.